Hi, and welcome to New Every Day. My name's Carrie.
My name's Jen, and on today's show, we have a special guest. The president is with us, so stay tuned.
So glad that you've tuned in, and we have a very special guest with us here this week that I'm going to let my buddy Jen introduce.
And I did introduce to you my friend Jared as the president, and you might be thinking, the president of what? And I've known Jared for a long time, and he's actually the president of the Manitoba Camping Association. And we've done shows before in the past regarding why you should go to camp and the importance of going to camp and all of that. And so this past Sunday, Jared was at our church here in Ontario speaking to our congregation about the importance of going to camp. So I thought, well, while he's here, we should get him on the show.
Just volunteer him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, Jared, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And so can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved in camp? Because currently you are, the director of your church, all the ministry directors. Like, you direct all of them, all the pastors report to you. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then you are also on the Christian Camping Association. Yeah. And you've grown up going to camp. And so you've done all these camp things, but how did you actually start getting involved in camp?
Well, when I was a kid, my parents both worked a lot. And so in the summer, we would go to my grandparents for a week or two, and then the rest of the time we would be in a variety of day camps or hockey camps or sleepaway camps. And so anywhere from 3 to 6 or 7 weeks of my summer were spent at camp. And so it was pretty natural when I got to be a teenager that I started working at camp, and just never grew up out of camp, and so I still do camp many years later.
Right on. And so what's the link between your work at the church and the camp now? What do you actually do at the camp?
Well, the camp, I'm the executive director of our camp, and so I oversee the entire operation of camp, and so the big part is really trying to tie what we do at camp back in with our church ministries. Okay. And so getting kids involved in our youth programs. We have an outreach program called God's Own where we go bus kids to our church on Sunday afternoons. And so my focus is how do we follow up with kids and how do we get those interactions happening.
Okay. After camp has finished.
Yeah, so that's what I focus my time on throughout the winter months. Yeah.
So then what I hear you saying is that camp is not just about a week. Like, there's more that goes into the whole idea of camp rather than just your kids come for a week of camp of adventure and whatnot. There is more that goes on. There's more behind why we do camp rather than just providing babysitting. So what would you say are some of the main reasons why we do camp or why camps happen?
Well, I mean, ultimately we do camp because we believe that a week can change a life, right? If we didn't believe that God could show up and change a life in a week, we wouldn't do it. And so it gives us this opportunity where it's an intense week together and we can see lasting change in a person's life during that week. But ultimately, it's still only 1 week out of the year. And so we refer to it a lot as our camp family. And so it's about creating this community where people can reach out to one another based on this mutual experience. Mm-hmm. Because it's pretty hard to talk with someone who you don't have anything in common with. And even though we come from very different parts of the world and very different maybe upbringings, when we get to camp, we all have this common experience. Right. And so you can always talk to another camper or staff member about that time and fill in the blank about what you did or the crazy thing that happened at camp. And it becomes this mutual thing. And so then when you're out in the world and you have these real life problems, you have this basis of this friendship that you can then build off of.
Yeah. You shared something earlier with us, Jared, about the value of that camp family and how having an established community of people that you've built over the summer actually translates into helping other people. You mentioned about a flood.
Yeah, so one of our families, their dad passed away a couple years ago, and this fall their house, their basement flooded. And so we had really heavy rains in Winnipeg, and the power went out, and their sump pit stopped working. And so there was a couple inches of water all in their basement. It had sucked up into the drywall. And so it was really neat to see. We had a bunch of people from our church and from the camp come together. We moved all the furniture out. We ripped the carpet out, cut the drywall up to 4 feet, took it all out, got it all back in, you know, had it painted all within a week. And so we had all these people. We counted it up. And in a week, over 220 hours were given by people to help this family. And so it was pretty neat to see how this community, who wouldn't know each other for other reasons but camp, come together and help this family in their time of need.
Awesome. Now, you are ministering out of a heart to help other people because of the effect that your camp counselors had on you and opened their lives up to you. So I want to just, I guess, want to go back in time to some of those first moments that you've had at camp and how your camp counselors, the people you met at camp, poured into your life, which is now causing you to reach out in the way that you are, to, like you said, to this family who were in need, that were connected to camp. So what was your first experience at camp?
Oh, first experience at camp. I think the first one, first memory that really sticks out, I never really had been homesick. And I'd done all these camps, and I remember being homesick. It was a Wednesday night, and I got homesick for some reason. And my counselor let me go out in the hallway, and he just talked with me. And, you know, he let me read my Bible, I think, which was the, you know, the camp thing to do. Right. But I got to stay up for a few minutes. And in a few minutes, I was fine. But he just took that time just to chat with me and all that and sent me back in, and I went to sleep. But it was just that the first thing, like when you grow up as a kid at camp, like you idolize the staff members, right?
Yeah.
They are the coolest people in the world.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're cool.
So, you know, if they wore a hat backwards, you wore your hat backwards, whatever it was. And let's be real, they were teenagers just being goofy and at camp, but yet as the kids, they look up to them so much.
Yeah.
And so pretty neat to see these staff members care about you. And so that really made a difference in my life.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what age did you start going to camp?
I started when I was 6 years old.
Wow. That's young.
Yeah, we start at our camp now at 5.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's overnight?
True. Yeah, overnight for 3 days. We do a mini camp for 5 to 7 year olds.
Wow.
And so who have been through kindergarten, and they come from Wednesday to Saturday.
Okay.
Wow. So now, and I have been there, it really much is, like you said, those moments where something's going on in the camper's life. And the counselor comes and just zooms in, whether it's for a moment, because sometimes all it is a moment and the kid is better, right? Sometimes it's an hour. I remember talking with one kid who just did not want to go in the water and homesick. I think it was homesick, and that's why they didn't want to go in the water. And we just, you know, you spent 15, 20 minutes with them, and then, okay, I'll go in the water. But it's that time thing. Now, you shared with us, though, this morning about how there were several moments in your life where cabin leaders had poured into your life, not because they had to, but because they chose to.
Yeah, when I was a teenager, my parents split up, and through a bunch of circumstances there, I needed a place to live. And it was actually my camp counselor who had just been married for a couple of years. They had a little six-month-old baby. Him and his wife just said, we want to give you a place to live. And so with their help, we lived together as a family, and they were my family when I finished high school. And so pretty neat that they cared enough to do that. And so, yeah, I spent about 8 months or so living with them before I went to university, and just pretty neat to live with them. And, you know, they had a little baby, and yet they still said, no, come and be with us. So.
And just because of that relationship that had started at camp And it's so interesting because I will still receive text messages from guys at camp, some of our cabin leaders, and Pastor Jen, what do you think about this? And Pastor Jen, what do you think? Because of the community, and that's what you talked about, that community that is built at camp. And some of my very best and closest friends were friends that I've made at camp. And Jared and I have been friends now since 2002. And we have been through a lot of life outside of camp. And, it's, you know, as I look back and I think, wow, it wasn't just a week of camp. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like you build the foundation of the relationships, but it was life that happened outside the camp. You came and you started working at the camp that was close to our church, just north of Kingston, Ontario. And then he joined our youth team at our church. And then just friendship happened. And there was a bunch of us that would hang out. We'd go out for wings every Tuesday night. Oh, yeah, we ate a lot of wings.
I still eat a lot of wings. I'm not going to lie. I like wings.
And
good ministry happens over chicken wings.
That's true. That is true. Because, and this is a side note, so this is a freebie. We would go for wings every Tuesday night, and then we would gather all the young adults around, and they would come with us. And then we started actually talking to our server, our waitress, and she was lovely.
Maggie.
And then we would bring her. My mom always baked pie. My mom has a pie ministry. And we.
Oh, and let me tell you, it is the best pie you will eat.
I have received such a pie, and it is good.
And it is good pie. And so, you know, as a result of my relationship with Jared at camp and actually some other pastors that we had met through the whole camping experience, there we are having wings and, you know, chatting it up with Maggie, and she was going through a tough time, and she sat down and started talking to us. And that never would have taken place unless we had poured into each other at camp.
Yeah.
And when my father passed away, Jared was there till like 3 o'clock in the morning helping me make the memorial video for my dad, because I'd never done it before.
It was four. Okay. It was four in the morning. No.
And what's interesting is I helped a lady in our church this week put together a video montage, and I immediately went back to, I remember the night when I first learned this, my dad had passed away, and you were there to help teach me how to put it together. And it was just one of those moments where I'm like, that relationship still has lasting, you know, influence in my life. And we can say, well, you can make all sorts of relationships. But we have figured out that camp is where you do intense relationships. Like when you think at church, you see each other for what, 6 hours a week, maybe seven. So you put that into a day of camp. Well, by the time you're finished camp, you've spent three regular, you know, weeks with one person in one day. So by the end of a week of camp, you know, three times seven is 21. I'm needing a nap. 21. So you spent 21 days with a person.
What, weeks?
21 weeks with a person in 1 week.
Right.
Yeah, I often find, like, especially if you talk about relationships at camp, it's like a month. A week is like a month outside. Yeah. So, like, if you're going to date someone at camp, like, in a 7 week summer, it's like 7 months of dating, because you're going to see the good, the bad, and the ugly. Right? Because when you haven't slept well, because a camper kept you up till 3 a.m,
yeah,
they're going to see you the next morning. Right? Like where when you date or when you're friends with someone outside, especially for as you're getting to know someone, you're always presenting your best self. And you're like, this is who I am or who I want to be. Mm-hmm. Well, at camp, you can't hide behind that, because it's impossible. Yeah. You're going to get the real you, because there's too many situations that occur. And so as people get to know the real you, it creates this much deeper relationship than the superficial. Like, you think, you go to church, and do you really get past the weather with people?
Barely.
Right? Where at camp, you're talking about major life issues on the fly, conversations happen, and you don't have time for that. You don't get to prepare your statement and, you know, the politically correct opinion of the masses. It's just raw and real. And so relationships happen in a whole different way than outside of that community.
So question a question related to that,
which we're going to come back to just after this, so hold tight.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost, for just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
it's
on
true.
There. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Okay, welcome back. We have Jared Clark joining us from all the way from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and we are talking about the value of camp. So, Jared, I kind of want to shift gears here. We've talked about how camp creates a great environment for establishing relationships. So, how does the gospel play in here? So, how does the camp environment create such a great opportunity for you to share the gospel with children?
Well, camps are based on outdoor adventure. Most camps, you're going to encounter something that you wouldn't in the city, whether that's a high ropes course or a climbing wall, or maybe for some kids it's being in a canoe or behind a boat. And so when you're trying new things and you have people that you're doing this with, it creates this trust that occurs. Because when you step out of your comfort zone and you're challenged in whatever activity that is, it creates this trust between the counselor and that camper. And so when you say to a camper, you can climb up this wall and you can trust that I'm not going to let you fall. I have this rope and I'm going to make sure that I take care of you. And they go up the wall and they come back down and they're safe. It creates this trust. So what I've said is then real. And so then as you begin to share the gospel with them, you've already established this rapport and trust with them.
Right.
So then because they've seen you to be trustworthy, when you then share the gospel with them, it comes from a trustworthy source.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. And I guess having the intensive time together also helps to build that relationship.
Yeah, I mean, most times, like you think most camps either have a chapel or a campfire or some sort of time during the day when they talk about God. But that's not normally when the impact happens. Because kids need to digest things. They're thinking about things all of the time.
Yep.
And so, you know, the conversations that I value at camp are the ones that happen, you know, on the top of our AquaGlide, which is an 18-foot inflatable slide. When you've helped a kid up there, and I'm tired because I'm old, and they're like, woo! And so it's like... I need a breather, so let's talk. And then they ask you this profound question, and you have an opportunity to speak hope into their life. Or when you're on the sailboat, and all of a sudden the wind dies, and you're like, well, this isn't a great sailing experience, so I guess we should talk. And you get these chances to open up these conversations about things that if you were doing a different activity, or if you were in another setting that you would never do, but because you're in the middle of the lake, fishing or sailing or whatever it is, you then have an opportunity to speak and answer questions and just talk about real stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of the number of conversations that I have had with campers and with cabin leaders and even between us because of camp. And there is this space that is made for relationships at camp. And so often we're busy, we're too busy for relationships. And so I'm learning more and more that camp is a time that is set aside specifically for relationships. First of all, for me, it's my relationship with Jesus Christ. And also for me to share my relationship with Jesus Christ with other people, but also to build into people. Mm-hmm. And it's so important that we recognize the importance of camp in building relationships. And I think, you know, yes, it is, you know, adventure-based, fun-based, but for me, the probably the most important part about camp is those relationships that you build that can have a lasting impact both now but also for eternity, especially if we introduce them to Jesus Christ.
Right.
So, yes.
So exciting. I want to go to camp. So if you are hearing this and maybe you've never gone to camp before, even as an adult, there's opportunity sometimes to volunteer. I know, Jared, when you were speaking to us earlier, you said if you are skilled in a trade, maybe approach your local Christian camp and say, how can I help?
Yeah, there's many opportunities. A lot of people think, oh, I'm in my job now, camp sort of passed me by. But, you know, trades, nurses, all these things at camp are desperately trying to find every year. And for a lot of them, they can do tax receipts or they can, you know, do all these things that make it beneficial for the person or their business, but also really beneficial for the camp. And so there's always a need. Most camps were built in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And so you have these aging facilities that were often built by volunteers with limited resources. And so they weren't always you know, well planned out. And so there's retrofits that need to happen or the camp has grown. And so they need to increase the size of their facility. And so, camps tend to not have huge budgets. And so when they get people that come alongside them, it just helps them, move forward much more quickly. Yeah, more quickly. That's what I was looking for.
Yes. And then I guess they can then use the resources that they've saved on maintenance to pour into the kids' lives. Yeah. With free tuck.
I'm a big proponent of free tuck. Yeah. A slushie can help change a life.
I agree.
Jesus will change the life, but a slushie is a wonderful tool.
Oh, that's awesome. Jared, thanks so much for joining us on the show. And he's going to come back next week. We're going to continue our conversation about the impact camp can have on changing a child's life. So, Jen, do you want to just pray for us as we close up?
Yes, I do. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for Jared and for his family and the choices that they're making to lead a camp for your honor and for your glory so people can come to know you. And so, Father God, I ask that as our viewers are watching, that your Holy Spirit would stir up in them, what is my response to this? How would I get involved, Lord? How would it be for me to be involved? And so, Father, we thank you for this opportunity to think about camp and how we are to be a part of it. Speak to our hearts, Holy Spirit. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks again for tuning in, and we will see you next week.
See you next week.